To some breaking news now, and an Indian court has upheld a ban preventing women wearing headscarves in the classrooms in the state of Karnataka. Elizabeth Paranam is live for us in New Delhi. Hello there, Elizabeth. What happened in court?
Hello, Emily. Well, the full bench of the Karnataka High Court is still reading its judgment, but what it's said so far is that it's dismissing various pleas by students in Karnataka who were challenging the ban on the wearing of headscarves. And the High Court went on to say that headscarves are not part of an essential practice in the religion of Islam, and because they're not part of an essential practice, the wearing of headscarves is not protected under Article 25 of the Constitution, which gives everyone in India the right to religious freedom. Now, that's what we know so far. The students had been arguing in the Karnataka High Court that there is no law which prohibits them from wearing the headscarf, and also that the Constitution allows them to, while the Karnataka state government was saying that while they agree that there is no law, that schools and colleges are allowed to make up their own rules about the wearing of, about displaying religious symbols. Now, this is something that this issue erupted earlier on this year in Udupi when it was just one school, the principal of one school, who asked students wearing headscarves to remove them. It spread to other schools and colleges in Udupi and then in other parts of Bangalore, leading to protests in support of the students wearing headscarves and also protests against them by Hindu nationalists. This is why there is now a... All schools and colleges are closed in Udupi district. Today, there is also a ban on people gathering in a number of districts in the state of Karnataka, including the capital, Bengaluru, another city, Mangaluru, for a week, with government officials asking people not to protest this decision, but also not to celebrate it. And that is because it is an issue that has polarized many people, not just in Karnataka, but beyond too.
And Elizabeth, what's likely to happen going forward? Are there any other avenues of appeal, or are people likely to react?
Well, we'll have to see what impact this decision by the Karnataka High Court has. But as I mentioned, it has really polarised people. There were many protests in Karnataka. In fact, all educational institutions in the state were closed for at least a week because of protests that were sometimes turning violent. And it is... you can say for certain that this is not going to be the end of this issue, because the Karnataka High Court is the highest court in the state of Karnataka. But this is very likely to go to India's top court, to the Supreme Court, where the judges there will have to make a decision. And again, weigh up whether the Indian Constitution, which gives everyone the right to religious freedom, whether it will also allow students, Muslim students, to wear headscarves. For now, the Karnataka High Court has held up the ban, saying that they're not allowed to. Interestingly, it also said that students won't be allowed to wear saffron scarves, which is something that we saw by Hindu students who were protesting against Muslim students wearing headscarves.
Certainly not going to be the end of this issue. Thank you very much for that update, Elizabeth Paranam, live for us in New Delhi.